thou Lord? It's interesting because he answers his question in the question, who art thou, Lord? He knew kind of who he was hearing. And he, the voice, said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. See, it was Jesus that called Saul to become, later, and as we know him, Paul, to do the work of that apostleship that was left open. Man called who they wanted, and it didn't work. Never hear of him again. Jesus calls. Jesus gave the call to Paul. And the rest of the New Testament is basically the story of Paul, given a few exceptions. The last half of the book of Acts is the story of Paul. We have several of Paul's writings in the New Testament. Paul authors nearly two-thirds of the actual word text of the New Testament, because that's who Jesus called. Jesus didn't call Matthias, and again, that's not to condemn Matthias. It's not to condemn Peter. This is just a lesson we need to learn, that Jesus does the calling, and man does the responding. Okay? That's the important part of all of this. Now, one other thing I want to address in this is that the call must come with the authority of God. And Jesus places that authority of his Father in us. Matthew 10:1 says, and having summoned his 12 disciples, he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Luke 9:1, very similar passage says, and he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over the demons and to heal diseases. Jesus gives this authority to us. He says, as a great